It says there, Psalm 127, "Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, the fruit of the womb is His reward." Verse 4, "As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth." He says there that children are as arrows in the hand of a mighty man. You know, that's something to think about. What does the Bible mean by that? What does it mean by the fact that he's saying there that children are as an arrow in the hand of a mighty man? Well, think about it this way. An arrow, I mean, what do you use an arrow for? You use it to defeat an enemy or to take down game or to hit a target that's farther than you can reach, right? I mean, you know, if we were to have some kind of a melee weapon like a sword or knife or something like that, or something that would be close, you know, close quarters combat, hand to hand, right? You wouldn't pick up an arrow. You know, if I was going to put you in a phone booth with somebody and say you guys are going to fight to the death, you know, if you could have your choice of weapons, you obviously wouldn't pick out a bow and arrow. At least I hope not, right? It would be kind of hard to shoot that thing in there, right? But if you were fighting in a battle and you had an enemy that was farther out that you couldn't just reach out and smite, you'd want an arrow. That's what it's used for. You know, arrows are he's likening children unto arrows is because of the fact that through our children, our influence can reach farther than we can ourselves. You know, we're all going to grow old and die one day, but the influence that our children can have on the world can reach beyond what we can. You know, 100 years from now, it could be I could have a grandchild that's standing up behind a pulpit and preaching the Word of God. I could have grandchildren that are going out and knocking on doors and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I could have a heritage that carries on beyond me because I had children and I set those children up, I put them in the knock, and I launched them out in the world. And now in their lives, they're reaching out farther even than I can. So that's what the Bible's saying here, I believe, is that that's one way that they are arrows in the hand of a mighty man. Is because of the fact that they can reach further than you can. They can have even more. Your influence will extend beyond what you can reach in this life.